You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of explosions rang out across Odessa over the weekend as Russian missiles attacked Ukraine's largest seaport, threatening a deal signed only 12 hours before. The Kremlin had agreed to unblock grain exports from Ukraine's Black Sea ports, easing global food shortages that had been caused by the war. Ukraine, Turkey and the United Nations had signed the agreements, clearing the way for the shipment of millions of tons of desperately needed grain. Ukrainian politician Valentin Navashenko says that pressure remains on Vladimir Putin.
Those attacks happened a few hours or several hours after signing an agreement where Russia signed the deal with the United Nations and with Turkey, agreeing for a truce while shipment of grain will move. So the whole responsibility is now on Russia and Putin himself, the president of Russia.
Russia attacked Odessa's seaport with four cruise missiles, two of which were shot down by Ukrainian air defense. A military command spokesperson says that no grain storage facilities were hit in the attack. However, Turkey's defense minister says that Ukrainian authorities informed him that one missile did strike a grain silo, while another landed nearby, although neither affected loading at Odessa's docks. Hulusi Akar also gave assurances that Turkey's cooperation with Russia and Ukraine would continue.
The fact that such an incident occurred right after the agreement was made yesterday regarding this grain shipment really worried us. We were disturbed by it, but we will continue to fulfill our responsibilities in the agreement we made there yesterday. We expressed in our meetings that we were in favor of the parties to continue their cooperation calmly and patiently here.
Ukraine also hit back at Russia's claims that the airstrike had hit only military targets.
This is Russian propaganda, how it works. It is totally a civilian seaport, Odessa, and not only Odessa seaport, but civilian apartment buildings being destroyed almost every night and every day by Russian missiles, including those caliber based on the Russian Black Sea fleet still operating in Black Sea. That's why Ukraine, we put as much efforts as we can to let seaports, civilian seaports, to work again, to export grain and other products, to work normally, to be back for their food security for the world.
Addressing the Arab League in Cairo, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused the West of forcing his government to begin what they call the special operations in Ukraine. He also offered reassurances that Russian grain exporters remain committed to fulfilling their supply obligations.
If the ships are coming to pick additional grain from Ukrainian ports, on the way there, the ships would be inspected to make sure that they don't bring any weapons, which would only be detrimental to the continued conflict.
Whether Russia keeps to its word, however, remains to be seen, with many fearing that the deal, like the port of Odessa, could go up in smoke. Tina Quinn, SBS News.